think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm standing at the crossroads of history, but this is no ordinary history. The familiar monuments of faith are gone. The churches, cathedrals, the crosses, erased. The world you and I know has vanished, replaced by a timeline where Christianity never existed. What happened here? What caused this great void? I'm an investigator diving into the past to uncover what changed, where it all went off track, and most importantly, what came to fill the void left behind. The year is 33 AD, but the events you know, the story of the crucifixion, it never happened. I'm walking through the streets of Rome as we speak, and instead of whispers of a new religion spreading across the empire, the world remains under the sway of ancient beliefs. No martyrs, no gospel. History has taken a sharp turn, and I'm here to uncover its secrets. Let's begin with the first clue. In our timeline, the Roman Empire was beginning to fracture by the 3rd and 4th centuries. Torn apart by internal strife, external invasions, and religious upheaval, Christianity, once a persecuted sect, became the state religion in 313 AD under Emperor Constantine. But in this alternate timeline, Constantine never converted. In fact, he never had to because Christianity never took root in the empire. So what happens?
Without the rise of Christianity, Rome's religious identity is anchored firmly in polytheism. The traditional Roman gods, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, remain central to daily life. The cult of the emperor as divine persists, and the stability of the empire is linked to these ancient rituals. Roman authority, unchallenged by a new monotheistic religion, maintains tighter control over its provinces, including those in Judea, where Christianity once began. But it's not just Rome that's affected. The early Christian missionaries who spread across the empire, Paul, Peter, the apostles, they're lost to history. The ideas of universal salvation, the emphasis on individual belief, and a personal relationship with a single God, those concepts never take hold.
Okay. As we move forward, we begin to see the ripple effect in how religion develops across the globe. With Christianity never emerging, the monotheistic model it spread across Europe, Africa, and parts of Asia is missing. Instead, older religious traditions flourish.
In Europe, the Roman gods maintained their dominance longer. But what about beyond Rome? Paganism continues to flourish in regions where Christianity once made inroads. The Norse gods, Thor, Odin, Freya, continue to be worshipped in Scandinavia. In the Celtic lands of Ireland and Britain, the Druidic faiths, rich in their connection to nature and the spirits of the land, maintain their power, unchallenged by Christian monks who never arrived to convert these people. Now let's talk about the Middle East. In our timeline, Christianity had already spread by the time Islam emerged in the 7th century. The two religions often influenced and in some cases challenged each other. But without Christianity, Islam's rise is different. With no rival Abrahamic religion in Europe and Africa, Islam's expansion could face less opposition, but also, without the Crusades or the Christian Byzantines, the geopolitical landscape surrounding its growth shifts drastically.
So what fills the void left by Christianity's absence? Does paganism survive? Or does something new emerge entirely?
Paganism, for all its diversity, was largely decentralized. It relied on local traditions, oral stories, and regional practices. Without Christianity to unify Europe under a single religious framework, Europe remains fragmented. The political power of the Roman Catholic Church never materializes. Instead, we see a Europe where religion is local, tied closely to specific cities, regions, and rulers. But religion doesn't stagnate. Humanity has always sought answers to the great questions of existence, like life, death, the divine. In this timeline, perhaps new religious philosophies emerge. One possibility is that new monotheistic or dualistic religions like Zoroastrianism or Mithraism rise to prominence. In our world, these religions competed with early Christianity before fading away. But in this timeline, Mithraism, a religion popular among Roman soldiers, might evolve into a dominant belief system in Europe and beyond. And here's the most intriguing clue. Without the rise of Christianity, which emphasized written texts like the Bible, how does religious knowledge get preserved and transmitted? Oral traditions, mystical schools of thought, and secret cults, these might become the main vehicles for religious expression. Imagine a world where magic, astrology, and divination are seen not as superstitions, but as respected paths to understanding the divine.
Now let's turn to politics. In our timeline, the Christian Church became one of the most powerful institutions in medieval Europe. It wielded immense influence over kings and emperors, shaping laws, morals, and even scientific thought. But what if this power center never existed?
In this alternate world, there is no Pope, no Vatican, no Holy Roman Empire. The political landscape of Europe is a battleground between secular rulers and competing religious authorities, none of whom hold the centralized power that the Catholic Church did. Monarchs in Europe don't claim divine right through Christianity, but rather through ancestral traditions or direct conquests. The idea of Christendom, a unified Christian Europe, is never born. And without the moral and ethical framework provided by Christianity, how do societies define right and wrong? Law codes in this timeline are likely harsher, drawn from older, more brutal traditions. Slavery, which Christianity played a role in opposing in later centuries, persists longer in this world. Social hierarchies remain rigid, justified by appeals to divine or supernatural authority tied to rulers themselves.
Religion wasn't just about faith. It shaped the way humans created and understood the world. Without Christianity, what happens to art, science, and philosophy? I find myself in a vast library right now as we speak. Scrolls and books from ancient cultures line the walls, but there's something missing. The great cathedrals, the Renaissance masterpieces, the philosophical works of Augustine and Aquinas, they're gone.
Without the church, the patronage that funded the creation of some of the greatest art and architecture in human history never happens. There are no Michelangelo sculptures, no Sistine Chapel. Religious art takes a very different form, focusing on mythological and natural themes. Perhaps, instead of saints and angels, we see paintings of gods, spirits, and natural forces dominating European art for centuries. Philosophy, too, is altered. The Christian worldview that permeated Western philosophy from the time of Augustine onward would not exist. Instead, the works of pre-Christian philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, and Cicero continued to dominate. Pagan philosophy, focused on virtue, the natural world, and the divine, remains the foundation of intellectual thought in Europe. And what about science, you ask? In our timeline, the church played both a suppressive and supportive role in scientific development. However, in this alternate history, where religion is more decentralized and mystical traditions thrive, scientific inquiry may develop along more occult or metaphysical lines. Alchemy and astrology, which were once viewed with suspicion by the church, could become mainstream sciences. The concept of divine order that underpinned the rise of modern science may not emerge, slowing down technological progress.
As we move forward into the modern era, the absence of Christianity continues to ripple across the globe. Europe, without the influence of Christian colonizers, approaches the age of exploration differently. The spread of European empires is not driven by the missionary zeal that accompanied Columbus, Cortez, and the Portuguese explorers. Instead, these empires are driven solely by economic and political motives, without the ethical or religious justification of spreading the word of God.
Without Christianity's influence, the transatlantic slave trade might look very different. While slavery existed in many forms around the world, it was often justified by Christian theology during European colonization. In this alternate timeline, slavery persists as an economic system, but the moral debates that surrounded it in the Christian world never occur. Finally, let's consider the global balance of power. In our timeline, Christianity created a powerful link between Europe and the Americas through colonization and missionary work. Without this, Europe's influence in the New World is less pronounced. Perhaps indigenous religions in the Americas survive longer, and African spiritual systems, unchallenged by Christianity, remain central to the cultures of the African diaspora. Here I am, surrounded by the echoes of a world that could have been. In this timeline, there was no spread of Christianity to Europe, no conversion of Constantine, no Crusades, no Protestant Reformation. Without Christianity, the world is more fragmented, more divided, with older religions and philosophies holding sway well into the modern era. But here's the thing. History isn't just a series of events. It's shaped by the ideas we hold, the faiths we follow, and the stories we tell ourselves about who we are. Without Christianity, the world's religions evolve along very different lines. We see the persistence of polytheism in Europe, the Middle East, and beyond. But religion itself doesn't disappear, it adapts. Humanity still seeks meaning, still craves understanding, and still looks to the divine to make sense of a chaotic world. Perhaps we see the rise of new monotheistic movements, or even a world dominated by mystical schools of thought. In some parts of the world, ancient deities, once thought forgotten, might be worshipped still.
But let's dive deeper into how religion develops in this timeline. Without Christianity, many of the monotheistic and moral frameworks that shaped Western civilization would look very different. But we must remember humanity's need for spiritual guidance, for a connection to something larger than itself, is universal. So what might rise in Christianity's absence?
Firstly, other monotheistic religions, such as Zoroastrianism, which predates Christianity, could fill the gap. Zoroastrianism, with its emphasis on eternal battle between good and evil, light and darkness, might gain more followers as it spreads westward through trade routes. The Zoroastrian dualistic philosophy could shape the moral codes of societies across the Middle East and possibly into Europe. On the other hand, without the unifying force of Christianity, polytheism remains resilient. The gods of Greece, Rome, Egypt, and the Norse pantheon might see a resurgence or continued reverence in Europe. Instead of being replaced by a single faith, the gods of Olympus and Valhalla could become central to the cultural identity of these regions. Imagine a world where Zeus, Thor, and Ra are still actively worshipped and grand temples scattered across the continents. But it doesn't end there. Without Christianity's moral and ethical monotheism, mystical and esoteric movements might flourish. Schools of thought like Gnosticism, Hermeticism, and Eastern spiritual traditions would find fertile ground. The search for hidden knowledge, the mysteries of the universe, and the pursuit of enlightenment might shape the spiritual journey of entire nations. We could see societies where religion is more personal, more mystical, and more focused on inner transformation rather than external dogma.
Let's also take a step back and look at the global picture. Without Christianity dominating Europe, the global religious landscape shifts dramatically. In South and East Asia, Hinduism and Buddhism retain their influence, but perhaps without the same cultural clashes that arose from European colonialism. These religions could spread further into the West, blending with local traditions in unexpected ways.
In the Americas, indigenous religions remain powerful for much longer. Without the missionary efforts of European colonizers, the spiritual systems of the Aztecs, the Maya, and the Inca, and the Native American tribes might thrive. Shamanism, animism, and ancestor worship could remain deeply rooted in these cultures, influencing the way they interact with the natural world. Islam, meanwhile, continues to expand, but without the Christian crusades to counter it, the religious map of North Africa and Middle East and parts of Europe could be dramatically different. Perhaps the spread of Islam is less contested, or perhaps new religions, born out of syncretic blends of paganism, Judaism, and local faiths, arise in its place. The absence of a unifying religious foe like Christianity could change the very nature of religious conflicts in this timeline.
And what about politics? Well, religion and political power have always been intertwined. But in this alternate world, with no Christian church to wield influence, the political landscape of Europe is fragmented. Instead of Christendom, we see Europe ruled by competing tribal kings, each with their own pantheon of gods. There's no Holy Roman Empire, no divine mandate to rule. Instead, rulers claim legitimacy through conquest, tradition, or even direct divine communication.
This changes the way power is distributed. Without a singular moral authority like the Pope, local leaders have more autonomy to interpret religious doctrine to suit their needs. Religion becomes even more of a tool for control and manipulation by those in power, but it's also less centralized. We might see a world where religious leaders hold sway only in specific regions with no overarching authority to unite them. Religious conflict would be more localized, tied to the whims of individual rulers rather than a global struggle for supremacy. On the other hand, the absence of Christianity means the absence of certain social movements that were born out of Christian ethics. The abolition of slavery, for instance, which was heavily influenced by Christian movements in the 18th and 19th centuries, could be delayed or take a very different form. Human rights movements, which drew upon Christian ideals of equality before God, may emerge later or not at all.
So, what have we uncovered in this investigation? The world without Christianity is one of fragmented faiths, competing political powers, and an evolving spiritual landscape. Paganism remains powerful, ancient gods still reign, and new religions, mystical, monotheistic, and entirely different, begin to take root. The political structure of Europe is radically different, and the cultural advancements we associate with the Christian world take on new, unexpected forms. But here's the most intriguing part. Without Christianity, the very idea of the modern world shifts. The technological advancements, the global explorations, the wars, the peace treaties, all of it is shaped by different forces. The moral compass that has guided humanity for centuries is absent, replaced by something else, something older, or perhaps something entirely new. The question is, could this world survive? Could humanity thrive without the spiritual foundation that has shaped so much of our history? Or would this be a world forever divided, forever searching for the faith that never came? But this investigation is far from over. Next time, we'll dive into an even deeper question. What if there is no God? What would the world look like if faith in any divine power had never existed? What would we believe in? What would we fight for? It's a question that shakes the very foundations of existence itself. Subscribe, because the next chapter of Divergent History is about to question everything. We thank you for spending this time with us and watching our video. Until next time, see you later, Divergent Historians.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.